So, the question I have to, I've written a note to myself, which is, how is this spectral fluence calculation equation, so how is that spectral fluence equation any different than any previous spectral fluence equation that we've written up? Okay, so we started out by thinking about charged particles being accelerated, and so one of the differences in this equation from ones we've addressed previously is in this one we actually kept track of the media. So we've got a mu instead of a mu naught. Whereas previously when we had charged particles, we said, okay, well they're just out in vacuum. We can just do everything in vacuum. So we included a medium calculation in here. And likewise, because we've included the medium calculation, we have a v phi, which is the phase velocity in the medium, instead of a c. Whereas previously when we had charged particles radiating, we had a c floating around there. And then in addition, we previously had betas in these points